dominating that seat.
100 points in 62 games. Just as you take a step back from kind of thinking about that a little bit, what kind of accomplishment is that?
Who are we talking about?
The guy who got the scrap at the end of the game.
Just look at the game. I mean, it was a 1-1 game. And who got us, you know, the big goal we needed. But I'm surprised it was just one. I mean, he had, I think he had 15 shot attempts tonight, 8 on net. And I think he hit a post and they were just right there. But when he keeps shooting, at some point they're going in, and total goal scorer's goal on the one he did, score. But he was dominant out there tonight. And in the end, he's you can tell, like, the kid wants to win, wears his emotions on his sleeve, and there's not too much more you can say about him. It's he's a remarkable player, and he's having an amazing season.
He didn't want to answer the question about what it meant for him to 100 points. What does that tell you about him?
Well, in the locker room after the game, you could tell he was, how excited he was. And the biggest thing for me is how excited the guys were for him. And to do it in, 62 games? That's, I think he's in, probably in the last 20 years, he's in some pretty elite company to do that. And, you know, he's doing it on a team that's having a ton of success, and he's a huge part of that.
You mentioned kind of dominant the way he was, and when he's engaged telling us tonight, how contagious is that with the rest of the team? How much does it kind of rub off to where
you need your big players to be big players, and we've been fortunate that we've got a few of them on our team, and he's consistently been there for us in so many different ways. This was a tight game. It was, Buffalo played well, and we were, it was just a grind. And some of these games you can't back down, and he didn't back down, and it says a lot about him.
Game like this, when did you do have that
grind? We've won them all different ways, and we've won a few this year. And you're getting the other team's best shot, and we're not getting their best shot because we're ahead of the standings. We're getting their best shot because all these teams are trying to make the playoffs. And for our guys, it's a testament to them and their consistency and their ability to pull out games when for us to, they punch, we counterpunch, and we continue to still be standing, and it's a testament to the guys.
You just finished a stretch of 10 games in 17 days at this point of the season. I know you had a long break, but that's a lot of hockey in a short period of time. How impressed do you continue to get in the way you guys handle those kind of situations?
I don't know. We can look at ourselves, and because we're probably pretty focused just on our schedule, but I bet if we looked around the league, everybody else's games are crammed in there too. It was impressive for me was to go on the road in the back-to-back and pull out 4 points, and then you got to come right back here, turn around, and play a desperate Buffalo team. So I just like the way our team just continues to respond, and that's probably why we are where we are.
Vasilevskiy's going to have 2 goals in the last 4 games. Just how much is he kind of elevating his game a little bit too, or in terms of he's a really good closer?
Yeah, he's. Just as our team, we've gotten better as a team. We've played probably since New Year's. The defensive side of the game for us has really improved. The goals against have gone down. We needed the saves. Our goaltenders come up with them. But Vasi's in a pretty good zone right now, and he hasn't played the amount of games as some of the league leaders has. But that's probably worked in his favor a little bit. And as I said, he's in the zone right now.
What did you like about Brayden Point's response tonight?
Everything.
Enjoy the weekend.